Hello and a warm welcome to the Happy Hormones podcast. I'm Nikki Williams, award-winning nutritionist, author, speaker, mum, and founder of Happy Hormones for Life, helping women of all ages to improve their health and feel better than ever. Let's get into today's episode. Today I am talking about snacking and why it's not so good as we thought it once was. So snacking didn't exist in our grandparents' time, right? They had three square meals a day and they didn't need anything in between. Then sometime in the 1970s in this country, I think, food companies saw an opportunity to copy the US and introduce snack foods for kids particularly as a source of revenue. I particularly remember the first kind of snack food I remember being advertised was the finger of fudge. Do you remember that? The finger of fudge is just enough to give your kids a treat. Wow, this trend then exploded in the 80s, and now snack foods are a massive, massive industry. It's become normal to snack, and it's almost even replaced kind of regular meals in some instances, not helped by the fact that, you know, we're all super busy and we're relying on much more convenience type foods to save time. We don't necessarily have the time to sit down three times a day for meals. And up until now, we kind of thought it was okay to snack. In fact, we've been told for years that eating little and often is a good way to eat. I'm sure you've heard that before. It can boost your metabolism, you can lose weight that way, and you balance your blood sugar, right? That's what we've been told. And I've always gone along with that. I'm a massive snacker. I love snacking. I'm very happy snacking. I like food, so eating more of it more often seems like a really good excuse for me. So it actually turns out that, you know, eating like this, health-wise, is a bit of a disaster. Recent research shows that regular eating, like snacking, is not actually very good for us. It actually promotes weight gain, it makes you more tired, it promotes inflammation and faster aging because it increases the risk of chronic disease. Ugh, who knew? So there are various things I'm going to go through just bit by bit on that. So first of all, it's going to promote your cravings because not only is it hard to feel full and satiated after a snack, but most snacks are pretty carb heavy. You're not going to be eating vegetables or low carb snacks very often. Even those protein bars are kind of pretty carb heavy in terms of sugar or syrup or artificial sweeteners, which do just the same. Which means essentially that every time you have a snack, it means your blood sugar is going to be going up more and more often than it needs to generally. And that requires high insulin levels to go and clear that sugar from the blood. Next thing you know, you're on this blood sugar roller coaster. You've got another craving every couple of hours when your blood sugar dips and you're on that snack roller coaster now as well. So not great. Secondly, it's not good for burning fat. You're actually going to be burning sugar more often than fat when you're snacking a lot, because if you're constantly eating, you're refilling your sugar stores, your glycogen, all the time. So when your body needs energy, it's going to go to your sugar stores to get that energy and to for you to use up that energy. If you rest between meals, so if you go sort of 4 to 6 hours between meals, your sugar stores are going to be depleted. And then when you need that energy, guess what? The body's going to get it from burning your fat instead. So it's going to promote fat burning if the longer you leave between meals. Thirdly, snacking increases fatigue in a lot of cases. So where you think you might want to snack to kind of give you a boost or an energy high, digestion takes time and energy. So when you're constantly digesting food, that takes a lot of energy from the body. It's constantly having to work, and that leaves less energy for you to actually do what you want to do. So you really need a good 6 hours for your body to properly digest your food. Coming on to digestion, if you're constantly switching on that digestive process, then it can actually make that whole digestion a lot worse. So it can really impair the digesting of your foods, but also the absorption of those nutrients, and then cause a whole host of issues, including constipation and malabsorption and all the things that can entail. So it's not great for your digestion. Next on my list is your hormones, right? So what do we know about insulin? It's one of your main hormones. It's a fat storing hormone as well as a blood sugar regulator. So when you've got a lot of insulin going around the body, it can drain your energy. It can mess with your moods because you're going up and down all the time, and it can really destabilize your hormones. And if you're in peri or postmenopause, insulin can be a real key factor in how you're feeling and how you're doing through that transition. We are more generally more insulin resistant at this time of our lives, which means we have to be careful to manage our blood sugar. So when we've got a lot of insulin going around, it's not only increasing your risk of type 2 diabetes, but it can also promote excess estrogen, which we know can happen, and excess inflammation, which we really don't want. And lastly, just want to mention kind of snacking as a way of managing your emotions, because I know this is a big thing, especially for women, where, you know, a snack or a bit of food can manage your sadness or your anger or your frustration. And in a lot of cases, boredom, especially, you know, if you're working from home, this is my thing. If I go into the kitchen, just kind of think, well, you know, going to have something to eat with my cup of tea, because, you know, it makes me feel good. And it's very, very easy to kind of use snacking as actually to kind of fill that gap or feed your emotions or feel comforted. So again, we might be using snacking as a prop rather than actually because we're hungry or we need that food. All right, so just be aware of that. A trial conducted in Prague in 2014 compared the health effects of eating two larger meals a day versus six smaller meals in patients with type 2 diabetes. And what they found was that just by eating breakfast and lunch, the patients reduced their body weight, they reduced their glucose levels, and they increased insulin sensitivity, which is what we want. We want our cells to be sensitive to insulin. So that was just eating breakfast and lunch instead of six smaller meals. So this is evidence-based. So should we be doing instead? Well, eating, as I said, two or three larger meals with that 4 to 6 hour gap in between is actually going to be really healthy for you. So we're talking about making sure that your meals are substantial enough as well. So full of protein, healthy fats, lots of veggies, and those slow burning carbs. A meal like that should fill you up for 4 to 6 hours. That kind of meal will help to turn off your hunger hormones, give your body a rest, give your digestion a rest, and reduce that insulin impact and allow your body to actually burn fat between meals instead of just burning that sugar. So the other way to do this is the whole intermittent fasting thing, which is exactly what we're talking about here. It's leaving a long period of time where you're not eating. We know that that has huge benefits for your health. Lots of studies on this recently. And I have talked about time-restricted eating in a previous video and blog where for women particularly, intermittent fasting can be hard if you're doing like the 5-2. Or, you know, really calorie counting. I don't really like that, particularly for women, because we've got almost all these hormone imbalances going on. So what I tend to recommend is the overnight fasting, where you don't have anything to eat from the minute you finish your dinner to the minute you're having your breakfast. And that allows your body to get that intermittent fasting, the benefits of it, but without having to suffer too much, because most of it's happening while you're asleep. So if you want to check out that video, go look that up. It'll be on YouTube or on my website, in my blogs. And if you do need to snack, because some people, you know, really do feel dizzy or super hungry and they just need something, then absolutely don't go without snacking. Absolutely. But go for those low carb options like the veggies, the carrot sticks, the celery, the nuts, the seeds, the protein snacks. You can have a boiled egg or something like that, or hummus or whatever. You know what those healthy snacks are. Just keep that carb loading really down so that your blood sugar is nice and stable, it's nice and balanced, and then it won't mess with any of the things we've talked about. I hope that was helpful. And again, if you need any help with your health or your hormones or with your diet, your nutrition, anything like that, do get in touch and we can have a chat. All right, see you soon. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and do spread the word to any women in your life that you think would benefit. If you'd like to get in touch with me about how we can help you, do visit happyhormonesforlife.com/contact. See you next time.